I spoke last week about the Hemshech HaParshas as we prepare for Shavuos and the corresponding and the correspondence between the themes of the Parshas and Chag HaShavuos and Kabbalas HaTorah. The most important parsha the Chazal viewed in preparation Kabbalas HaTorah is B'chukosai. Bahar is generally combined with B'chukosai. Bahar has a number of important themes that lead up to B'chukosai. The idea of Shemitah and Yovel is a very, very simple idea. Kili kol ha'aretz. The whole world is mine. Kili ha'aretz. And we who live in this world, ki geirim v'toshovim atem imodi, we are guests in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. We are geirim and toshovim. We don't own this world. We live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and we use his world according to the way he says it. And that comes under after Yovel, and Yovel was a double Nisayon. Because if Yovel is the 49th, if Shemitah is the 49th year, and the 50th year is Yovel, that means 2 years in a row there is no planting. V'chisomru manocho b'shana hashviyas. But Sivisius Birkosi, Vasos Asatfu Lishlosh Hashonim. Number one. Number two, okay, a person says, in every 50 years, 8 of those years I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But 42 of those years, it's mine. No. At the end of 50 years, everyone, we rearrange all the sados. Why? Kili Kalars, I don't want you to think you own anything in this world. You own nothing in this world. Kili kol aretz. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. You're a ger. You may live here, but remember, you're just a ger. We are temporarily in this world. We're temporarily at this world. Elokai neshoma shenasata bi tahorahi. We're here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be here. And we are here because he says, I allow you to be here. Follow my rules and I'll take care of you. At the end of Parshas Bahar, when Avodim go out, why do Avodim go out? Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. Now that is a tremendous covet for Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us that to be his Am Segula Mikol Amim. But it's at a price. What's the price? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an interesting thing. In order to give us the Torah, he first put us in Mitzrayim and kept us there as Avodim, and took us out and switched the Avdus from Avdus of Paro to Avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that goes back to the very, very founding of the Jewish people. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avram Avinu, what did he tell him? He told him like this. Yodoak teda. Know that your children are going to become gam kigeyazaracha. Beretz Lolahem. First, they're going to begin as Gerim in a different land. And then Va'avodim. And the people in that land will turn them into Avodim. V'inu el some. And they'll persecute them. Arba me'o shana. V'achar ken yeitzu b'chosh godol. V'gamaz ha'goy ha'she yavodu donar nechim. Rosh Baruch Hu said, to found the Jewish people, first they have to be Avodim. And then, when he takes them out, he's going to switch their avdus of Paro to avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world doesn't belong to anybody. We're here in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world as visitors. And as visitors, we have to listen to his rules. And he'll take care of us. And he promises us if we listen to his rules, he'll be very good to us. But it's his world. Every day a Jew makes 100 brachas. When you make a bracha, why do you make a bracha? When you eat bread, why do you make a bracha? When you eat an apple? Because Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Varatz Notzan Livnei Adam. But that's one bracha. It is one posuk. There's another posuk. Kilikol Aretz. It belongs to him. So I have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world and he lets me use it. So when I pick up an apple, that apple is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's apple. And he says, you can use it as long as you recognize Borei Pri Ha'Etz, that I created that apple and it belongs to me. Then you can use it. Posuk Echad Omer, one posuk says, La Hashem Aretz Umloa, it belongs to him. The other says, V'aretz Nosan Levnei Adam. Yeah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is his. He wants us to use it. He wants us to build it. Lo L'Sohu V'Rosa, Lo Shevesh Yitzar, build up the world. But it's mine, and you got to do it according to my rules. And remember, you Klal Yisrael, in exchange for being my Am Sugula, he says, you're my Avodim. Now what does he expect of these Avodim? So the day of Matan Torah, when we became a Mamlechas Kohanim of a Goy Kodosh, we also became his Avodim. Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai heim, asher hotzei si osam ne'er Eretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokech. So then b'chukos hayte leichu. So, b'zmuzos hayte tishmor, v'asisem osam. So Rashi in Torah's Konim says, Shetu Amelim Batorah. He says, you want all the brachas that I'm giving to Klal Yisrael. There's only one condition. Amelim Batorah. And then brach after brach after brach after brach after brach after brach. But it's not just an intellectual exercise. Amanas lishmar ulakayim kamo shenema ulamadetem osa mushmartam lasosa. Limud HaTorah together with Kiyum HaMitzvos. Limud HaTorah as a way of confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. Now Limud HaTorah is not always a very popular activity. A lot of people resent all these guys sitting and learning Torah. It's an interesting pasuk, an interesting Rashi. Im lo sishmuli, for lo sasu is called mitzvah. Ve'im b'chukosai timosu, you will find my chukim repulsive. Smishpotai Tigal Nafshachem. And by Mishpotim, you find disgusting. What does that mean? Rashi says, means you're not going to learn Torah. Lo Sishmuli, you won't listen to me. Leo Samelim Batorah. Lodas Medrish Chachomim. You won't learn Torah. So what's the result? You're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs obnoxious, disgusting, revolting. And where does it begin? From a sino of limud haTorah. So what we're told here, and this parsha is an absolutely necessary parsha for Kabbalah haTorah. If you want to see all the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to begin Limud HaTorah. And if you don't learn Torah, you end up in a place that all the mitzvahs are going to be a burden. Remember once, many years ago, must have been 30 years ago, I was speaking in a certain shul in the United States on the issue of women's rights. It was shortly after my book on Jewish woman and Jewish law came out. And I talked and talked, and there was a woman who raised her hand and says, you know, I have a question, Rabbi. She says, I understand everything you say and makes perfect sense, but that's short because you're committed to the Torah. You have to send myself and everyone else in this room, we're resigned to the Torah. That was a very honest statement about a lot of people. Very big difference between being committed to the Torah and resigned to the Torah. And what's the difference why I'm committed to the Torah and these people are resigned? Rashi says, Shetu Amelim B'Torah. A person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connects to mitzvahs through Limud HaTorah. And a person who refuses to look at Limud HaTorah in its highest level as the highest thing we can do, so he's going to end up resenting the Torah, objecting to the Torah. I'm stuck. So let's see how I can get out of it. For a lot of people, keeping mitzvah is like an obstacle course, how to get around it and somehow. But if a person's committed to Limud HaTorah and that inspires his asiyas hamitzvahs, so then he's a whole different person. Na'aseh v'nishma. What do Klal Yisrael do with Na'aseh v'nishma? There are two things to Na'aseh v'nishma that are important. Very important in Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma first said, it's a medrash, it's a sifri, at the beginning of Zos HaBrocha, Hashem Yisinei Bo, Vazorach Mesei Elomo, Hofia Mehar Paron. Kadosh Baruch Hu went around peddling the Torah. Will you take the Torah? Will you take the Torah? Ma kosepo. What does it say? Oh, lo signov, that's our whole panosa. Lo sinov, that's our whole culture. Lo sirtsov, that's the way we rule the world. No, thank you, but he went to Klal Yisrael and they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll see what it is. The two ways people approach the Torah. They approach the Torah by looking at it, well, I have this worldview. How do I get Torah to fit? I'll push it this way, push it this way. I can adjust it. Can I do? But Torah is absolute. It's not very adjustable. Klal Yisrael saying, no, that's not your approach to Torah. If you understand that the Torah is given by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chvodo v'yatzma, that's his chokhmah. We adjust to the Torah. The Torah is how we view everything in this world. And a lot of people, especially a lot of very intellectual people, have their own intellectual universe. And they try to push Torah into their intellectual universe, and it doesn't fit. Torah is its own intellectual universe. its own value system. And that's what Nasav, that's one part of Nasav Nishma. It's another part of Nasav Nishma, it's the Beis Halevi points out. What does Nasav mean? I'll keep Shabbos. In order to keep Shabbos, you have to know Hilchos Shabbos very well. So included in Nasav is learning Shabbos very, very well till you know exactly what to do. So Nasav includes a lot of Nishma, learning. And so too about all mitzvahs. You have to know Hilchos Brachos. So in the mitzvah of Lumaritim Osam Ushmaritim Lasosam, that you're supposed to learn to be able to do, that's all included in Nasa. What is Nishma? Nishma is Limud L'Shem Limud. When you understand that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we uplift our lives by connecting our minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different way of approaching the world. It's a whole different way of approaching mitzvahs. When a person learns Torah, and I'm going to bend my mind to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run, then you look at Torah and the world very differently. Now, it's not so easy to adjust to the Torah. There is, Bryce said, the last parak of Pirkei Avos. And it says like this: Halomei Torah Lishma, Zoch L'Dvarim Harbe, Osek B'Torah Lishma, Lo'od, many, many things come from. Shekol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. If there is one person sitting and learning Torah Lishma, the whole world, that justifies the existence of the world. Not only that, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this, many, many things. And in the end, umaromamto al kolamais. And it makes you a superior human being and a superior individual more than anything else in this world. Torah Lishma, by connecting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Limud HaTorah, has many, many aspects and many, many consequences on a person. But in the end, it's the greatest. Maromamto HaKolamayish. Now, not everyone who learns Torah is zoch to that. And there is, of course, we're in the times of Sfira. Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Onogu Kovat Zebuse. But if you look here, what does it say? That if you learn Torah Lishma, you're a Reya, you're a true friend, or you're Ohuv, beloved by everyone. Ohevus Hamokom, Ohevus Habrius, you love people. Mesamech Hamokom, Mesamech Habrius. Malbashto Anova Vayira. Tremendous. And apparently, Rebbe Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, somehow, the Torah didn't impact them the way it was supposed to. Because if Lanogu Kavu Bezebuzeh, it means they weren't a Reya, they weren't a true friend to their people. They weren't beloved by people. And if they were Oevas Hamakom, then they would have been Oevas Habrios. Because you have to be able to see the Tzelem Elokim in everybody. There's a chelik olakami mao in every one of your chaverim. And the moment you become so conscious of that, so you have all these things and you become a superior individual. The Megala Amukis, it's an amazing sefer, Megala Amukis. It's a, it's a very deep sefer. It has a lot of gematria things that people who treat it as a sort of they dismiss it. Megala Amukis was written at the time by one of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim of his time, 16th century. And He says that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva who were Nifter were connected to the 24,000 people who were killed at the end of Parshas Pinchas, who were Po'er Atzmam L'Po'or and were Mezane with the Benos Moav. Not Parshas Bola, before Parshas Pinchas. Vayu HaMeisim B'Magefo Arbo V'Esrim Elef. 24,000 people, 24,000 people. Now, number one. Number two, it's amazing. Why did the Hashgacha so arrange it that they died during Sefirah? Sefirah is a very special time. Sefirah is a time we remember how Klal Yisrael built themselves up step by step to Madrega that they could accept the Torah. Somehow something went wrong when at time you're supposed to be working on yourself and thinking about yourself. How am I preparing myself? Makabal, the Torah, and Shavuos, these 24,000 people were just so wrong. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos for you people. No. Why? No, no, Gukovah Bezeps. What does that have to do with Baal Peor? That's just very, very simple. In a normal Eved, the way the look Chazal describe in Eved, that Peretz Be'arayas. Why? In Eved loses any sense of self. And the only thing he knows, he's meshubet to his master, who controls his mind, who controls every aspect of his being. He just has to work and work. When Klal Yisrael came to Paro, and Moshe came to Paro and says, let them out. Paro says, Tich bar aleihem avoda aval yishu b'divrei sheker. What does that mean? So the Medrash says they had Megillos that they brought from Canaan, all the Torahs of the Ovis. And on Shabbos, they used to learn them. So even though they were Avodim and they had in their shattered sense of identity, and even though they were living the lives of Avodim, but still, one day a week, they connected to HaKadosh Baruch. And Paro realized, Kol Zman, I can't control their minds, I can't control them. In Eved is someone you turn into a behemoth. And therefore he said, cut out Shabbos. I have to control them 7 days. I have to control their minds. Don't let them get involved in other things. Being an Eved is a very demeaning thing. And you lose your sense of neshama that you have. What is Po'or? And what was this nus? And what's the connection between Po'or and Sanz? The whole idea of the Avodah Zarah of Po'or was a person to insult himself, to turn himself into an absolute behemoth. Znus is an interesting, Torah is very makbid on Znus. And Znus, the Rambam puts Yisurei Bia into Kedusha. Two people can confront each other on different levels. Confront yourself as a human being, as Tzelem Elokim. And one Tzelem Elokim confronting a different Tzelem Elokim. That has to do with every way you deal with a chaver, with another human being. That has to do how a husband and wife confront each other. Ish v'isha. There's a yud kei. Ish is Eish with a Yud. Isha is Eish with a Hey. If Yud-Kei is there, and they confront each other, each in their own Tzelem Elokim. So they're living together as husband and wife is Kedusha. Two human beings, two Tzelem Elokims, confrontation between two people who are a combination of Guf and Neshama. Znus means to take the Yud Kei out. One Guf confronting another Guf. Turning the human being into a total Guf. Pa'or and Znus went hand in hand. Pa'or and Znus said, you take the human being, you debase him, turn him to an absolute animal. It's Znus, it's the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or. It's all one. And the different ways of learning Torah. You can learn Torah in the highest intellectual way and keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. Or you can learn Torah Lishma. When you're learning Torah by an idea, the zchus I have to connect my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. That's called Osek B'Torah Lishma. In the end, he's Oyev HaMakom. If I'm living on that level, when I confront a different human being, I confront the Tzelem Elokim. When I confront the Tzelem Elokim, I see that Tzelem Elokim in every individual. I may like what the person is doing, I may not like what the person is doing, I may agree with what he's saying, I may disagree with what he's saying, but there's a Tzelem Elokim there. And I have to treat that Tzelem Elokim as a Tzelem Elokim. Human beings can live their lives on many different levels. The preparation for Kabbalah's HaTorah was stop acting like a behemoth. Move up to acting, understanding you're a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu and Mara made Shelo Yelchu Shloshu Yom B'li Torah. This is a takana. We have to have Torah as a regular, Limud HaTorah is part of a regular life. That's what uplifts us. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us a non-behemah, that we meshabed our mind to the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connect our minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. Limud HaTorah is part of preparing for Matan Torah. Limud HaTorah Lishma is what elevates us, enables us to be in a madrega to receive the Torah and to continue living on that level. If you want to live on a level that the whole world responds because the whole world is uplifted, you have to learn Torah. And the moment you don't learn Torah and you resent other people learning Torah, so it means my life, I'm not confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a certain level. Unfortunately, that was the Aveira, a serious Aveira, of some very great Talmidei Chachamim, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 12,000 chavrusas. 12,000. It says there were 24,000 each. Just imagine. It's better than almost any yeshiva. Each one of them had a chavrusa. 12,000. Gemara says 12,000 chavrusas they had. Gemara in Yevamos. And apparently no one running around making sure this chavrus is breaking up, that chavrus is breaking up. But still, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you'd really been learning Torah Lishma, you would be Ohuv, you'd be a Reya, Ohuv HaSamokom. If you really Ohuv HaSamokom, you're Ohuv HaSabrius. You're living your life on a totally different level. Because you're living your life on a totally different level. You're Meromanto Kolamaisim if you would be doing that. And Lonogu Kofut Zebazah means you're looking at your Chavrusa, not as Amsalam Okim. You didn't get the message the Torah is trying to teach you. Torah is trying to teach you how to think about yourself and therefore how you think about somebody else. And therefore, you haven't uplifted yourself from being a behemoth to being an Odom. It's interesting. I was looking the past few days. I wasn't able to find it. The Omer is made out of barley. Shnei Alechem is made out of wheat. Barley is a Meichel Behema. Wheat is a Meichel Odom. The process of going from Avdus to Kabbalah Satorah is moving from living a life as a Behema and living a life as an Odom, a human being created by Tzelem Elokim, which we do via Limud HaTorah. Now, that, I was looking for a Rama Chazal that made that connection. By myself, I can't make that connection. But when I saw that the 24,000 Magala Mukha says is 24,000, immediately I saw 24,000, the idea of Znus is living like a behemoth, forgetting that you have a neshama. The idea of Baal Pa'or is to treat the human being, remove any human dimension from his Aveda, and only as a behemoth. You can have the greatest Rebbe in the world. Who could have 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva? Who could have had a better Rebbe? Who could have had a better Rebbe than Rebbe Kiva? But you have to know how to get out of your Rebbe what your Rebbe is trying to teach us. Rebbe Kiva was a man who had a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of him at all times. That's why he reached the level of Limud HaTorah that he did. But somehow they got a lot of things from Rebbe Kiva. But that fact that when you learn Torah, you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and learning Torah Lishma through connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to uplift you and change you, that they didn't get. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to rebuild the Torah. There's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Torah has to be rebuilt. It's not going to happen for you people. But there are five Talmidim down in the Negev. Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, Reb Nechemiah. There are five Talmidim down in the Negev who until now have not been zeichet to learn from Reb Kiva. The Torah is not going to be rebuilt from you. And Rebbe Kiva, in the Ha'olam Ha'yashame, the world was desolate. Like a Churban, a second Churban. Until Rebbe Kiva went to the Dharam and found these five Talmidim, and the whole Torah we have today comes out. Preparing for Rosh Hashanah, for Shavuos, things a lot of introspection. What learning Torah means, learning Torah Lishma means, how it's supposed to impact you, how it's supposed to change you, how it's supposed to make you a very different individual. And it doesn't always happen that way. And one of the litmus tests that sometimes you can use to see is Nogen Kovod Zebazeh. How do you treat your fellow Chavera? You see, does Torah change you the way Pirkei Avos says it's supposed to change? And if not, go back and think, why not? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll work hard and we'll cobble the Torah in the proper way and we'll uplift ourselves from being a behemoth to being an actual Odom, a true human being created by Tzelem Elokim.